This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عليه وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الأكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This is the night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah in this night. It's the sunnah to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. As a reminder, tomorrow, inshallah, Jumu'ah is 2:30, and we will encourage people to wear masks when it's extremely busy. So during Jumu'ah and during the weekend nights when there's a lot of traffic, we'll encourage that, inshallah. The staff will be wearing them, and we encourage those who are vulnerable or those who are evil, to wear them, and those who are sick to they have my blessings to stay home for the day. Just as the London Health Unit recommendations of not that people have to wear masks indoor yet, but I feel like we may be heading there, inshallah we're not, but it all comes down to the numbers. So if we can keep the numbers low, inshallah we'll continue to be able to enjoy our freedom. يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith in a collection of Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan has an authentic chain of narration read to us by Abu Hurairah. This is the theme of a hadith that have the word laysa minna in it, meaning it is not in keeping with our values or whom we are not. This is what we're not about. We don't do this. It's not amongst, you're not amongst, it's not actually a part of our group if this is what you do. And this is, they're very valuable, and in the range of topics that these ahadith cover is very wide. It's not just one thing. He doesn't just focus on ethics, alayhi salatu wasalam, or rituals, or he actually looks at a lot of different things, alayhi salatu wasalam, he talks about it, and just shows how versatile his view of being a Muslim is. And that's what this actually does. It shows how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sees what a Muslim is. A Muslim is someone who has a lot of, there's a lot about you. If you're a Muslim, there's a lot of aspects of who you are. You're not limited or contained in just one domain or one discipline or just one category. This is what you have to be and everything else. No, there's a lot about it. And that's why he points out so many different things out of his thoughts. Today, the one is, this is very important. This is a very famous hadith. It has actually a lot of narrations. I'm just going to use the one in Abu Dawood, but there's many others in different collections. قال أبو هريرة مر النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بالسوق. Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام went by the market. فرأى رجلا يبيع طعاما. He saw a man who was selling some type of food, something edible. فَسَأَلَهُ عَنْ بَيْعِهِ. Asked him, how is it going? How are you selling? فَأَخْبَرَهُ. So he told him. فَأُوحِيَ إِلَيْهِ أَنْ أَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام had the wahi. Could be that it was revelation from Jibreel, or just he was intuition. Either or for this hadith, either or is fine. To put your hand in the food. Like in the whatever, people, the cartons, and there's fruit or something. So he puts his hand to go through the stuff. So he finds everything that's under the surface is all mucky. It's all, filled with water. فَسَأَلَ صَاحِبَ الطَّعَامِ. So he asked the person, well, what's this? One narration, فَقَالَ أَصَابَهُ الْمُطَرُ. One narration, he says, it was rained upon. In another narration, he doesn't say anything. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the narration that I have, he just puts his hand in, he feels the water, he looks at him, and he says, يَا هَذَا لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشْ. It's not in keeping with who we are, to cheat, to be dishonest. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشْ. غَشْ, to cheat. Any form of cheating. Cheating is just another word for dishonesty. That's all it is. Very dangerous if you open the door for cheating in your life. Like if you're young and you allow yourself to cheat just a little bit, just a glance, really quick, nothing big, just couldn't remember a number, silly number that you don't think is important at all. You felt like you didn't have to memorize it to begin with, so you just allow yourself, just like that, quick, no one saw it, just your eyeballs, just you allow yourself to do that. And then it's like a, when you small rip in a fabric, it just goes, and then that's, yeah. There's no end. Don't cheat. This hadith I told, if you're young, you're in school, listen to me. Don't cheat. You have no idea how many exams I've failed. Wallahi, you have no clue. I'm not even willing to disclose. I have failed more exams than you can imagine. People look at me, I refuse to cheat. This is something I was taught young. Do not cheat. Because once you breach that ethical barrier, it's very difficult to go back from. Once you cross it and you're like, you've allowed yourself to cheat a little, it becomes very difficult to come back and say, no, I don't do that. I don't cheat. I just don't cheat. Just take what's yours. See, when you cheat, you take what's not yours. Like you're taking what's yours and a little bit more that's not yours. And if you get used to taking something that's not yours, even if it's a mark on a paper, then you'll be okay taking things that aren't yours outside of that. It's just a matter of time. Shaitan loves it. He just wants you to make a small, just a small adjustment. Just cheat a little bit. Just a little bit. Just anything. So that he can later on build on that. Because if you're allowed to do this, then you should be okay doing that. I mean, you're okay doing this. That's the argument. Why? So, and it keeps on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Don't allow for it. Just, if you live with honesty, you may fail and you may get chastised and you may be in a position where you're ashamed of yourself for a moment, but at least you can look yourself in the mirror and say that I'm honest and I don't cheat and I never will. And that's a really, really valuable thing for you. Very valuable for you to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I don't cheat. And I'm someone who is honest in every transaction that I do, and I only take what is mine. And that may not be a lot, and I may not be great, and it may be mediocre in a lot of aspects, but at least I'm honest about it, and that is valuable. For your integrity, for your self-esteem, for your self-respect, do not do it. Laysa minna, he said. Laysa minna, man ghash. It's not amongst us. You're not a part of this group if you cheat, because you don't understand what we're about. Being a Muslim, about what it means to be Muslim, is that you don't allow for that, because there's no reason to cheat. Because you are someone who accepts accountability as Muslim. You accept it. If you do well and you don't do well, you accept. I didn't study. I deserve to fail. I will fail. That's it. I'm okay with it because it's my fault. Let me, face the music. Just be, that's it. That's what it means. You're okay with that. You don't try to get around your mistakes. You accept them. You accept accountability. And that's a big part of who we are. We are people who work hard and accept whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us and accept accountability when we deserve it. It's a core ethical value that we carry. So it's really important. And this hadith is very meaningful to me because it's like in the way that it's narrated, where he just puts his hand in, he feels the muck, he looks at him. No, you're Muslim. Yeah, laysa minna man ghash. You can't be amongst us and cheat and lie to people. And no, you can't do that.
يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال مر النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بالسوق فرأى رجلا يبيع طعاما فسأله عن الطعام فأخبره فأوحي إليه أن أدخل يدك فأدخل يده في الطعام فشعر بالبلل فنظر إلى الرجل فقال يا هذا ليس منا من غش صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد.